Do we have a higher than normal number of retirements this year at Western, among faculty and then maybe faculty and staff in general?
We do have a higher number this year, and there are various and sundry reasons why employees retire. I can say that if employees were considering retirement, that perhaps the money purchase formula and some changes that happened actuarially may prompt people who were thinking of retirement to retire before January, I'm sorry, July 2nd, before it went into effect. And so we may have people retiring more because of that fact rather than not.
What would be some of those changes?
Basically, the actuarial changes were that they found people are living longer, and they had a lower than expected return on the investments that support the pension. Those are the basis for the changes in the actuarial projections. And CSRS actuaries indicated that it would be approximately an 8% reduction on average, and that with 10 to 11 months of additional work, that people would be back to the point where they were if they retired and received an annuity as of July 1st of 2012. Again, those are averages.
So basically, if you retired 6 months from now, you would be getting less retirement income than you would be if you took advantage of retiring before July.
If you were receiving benefits under the money purchase formula, there are two formulas that CSRS uses to calculate an annuity. One's called the general formula, the other is the money purchase. If you receive the highest benefit under the money purchase formula, it's quite possible that if you retired in 6 months from July 1st, you would receive a reduced benefit.
And do we know, are people, more of these people retiring now because of that? Has that been a motivator?
In various meetings that my staff and I have had with retirees, they've mentioned that. A large part of the group have reached the age of eligibility and would have retired anyway. There are those that a portion have decided to retire because of the actuarial changes, and then another group have decided that, in view of potential legislative changes and their eligibility to retire, that they're going to retire now. So you have a normal retiring group, and then those two other factors that are really pushing people to consider retiring or actually make the decision to retire.
And when you talk about normal retirement group, are we talking age? Are we talking numbers of years of service at Western? What do people base that decision on in terms of when to retire?
Exactly, their age and the years of what they call service credit. If you have 8 years at age 55 under the current Tier 1 benefits, you're eligible to retire. If you have 5 years of service credit at age 61, 62, I'm sorry, you're also eligible to require, I'm sorry, eligible to retire. If you have 30 years of service credit, you can retire at any age. So if they meet those criteria and are eligible, then they can consider retiring.
Do we have numbers on how many people are retiring this year from Western?
So far, we have approximately 142 employees retiring. Approximately 77 civil service, 20 administrators, and 45 faculty.
Do you know how that compares to years past?
On average, it's about 77 employees total that retire.
All right. Do you know, will many or all of these people be replaced, or are we going to be looking at a smaller workforce at Western come next fiscal year?
We have not heard that there is a freeze on replacing positions at all. Of course, The university has a mission to provide supports and services to our students, and we want to make sure that we do that, and we will continue to do that.
Do you know the levels you're talking about for this year? Have we seen this at all ever in the past, or is this the highest, at least in recent memory? Do you know, or do you not keep track of figures like that?
Having been here for approximately 5 years, this is the highest I've seen in that period. I can't speak to times in the past. So.
All right. And do we know for sure, are things changing, or we still don't really know what Springfield's going to do as far as what's going to affect employees with their pensions and retirement benefits?
The legislation that has been proposed in the past is still in subcommittee, but it's the perspective of many people who have an inside track on what Springfield thinks, that there will be pension reform this year, and most likely there'll be court challenges to go along with that.
All right. What do you know, can you, I guess, concisely explain what sort of benefits does someone from Western get when they retire?
If they retire under the traditional plan or the portable plan, they get an annuity, which is a monthly payment for life. Along with that, there has in the past been an association with health insurance. If a person works for 20 years, they receive free health insurance in retirement. Those are the two primary benefits. The third benefit that is being reviewed is the automatic annual increase of 3% per year, compounded annually. Those are sources of income and growth of the annuity for the person. Those are also under review by various legislators.
The annuity, is that based on your salary when you retire? Is it based on the highest pay you received while you were at Western? Do you know?
Your annuity is based on different things depending on which formula. But basically, it's the length of time you've been here, and the highest four consecutive years of earnings that you have, whether they be academic years or 48 calendar months, depending on what kind of position you're in.
Have either of you been especially busy because so many people are retiring? Are you having to meet with the people who are planning to retire and go over all this information with them?
The HR benefits office has seen obviously a significant increase in the number of counseling sessions and the number of people that have come through. We provide people with information about options, how to go about retiring, issues that they may want to consider when entering retirement.
Do you have anything you want to add to that?
No. Certainly our staff does a fantastic job in meeting the needs of our employees here. And if anyone has any questions regarding retirement, the benefits office staff would be more than happy to meet and talk with them.
What's the most frequently asked question or concern you hear from retiring employees?
What's going to happen with future legislation?
And lacking a crystal ball, I suppose you don't have much of an answer for that.
We strongly recommend that people pay attention to the legislative updates available at the CSRS.org website and information that they can find on the State University Annuitants Association's website regarding legislation, where it's at, the nature of the legislation.